I never plan to just stop working. I enjoy getting up every day and doing something useful and productive. And my ambition 6 months ago, and what I did for a couple months, was just to return to a little office over in the College of ACES and engage in scholarship. And from the point of view of being a major change in my lifestyle, it really doesn't. It means I just get up and continue to do, hopefully, good things. And the question is, why would you do something like this? And I guess the...
Because this is more than just a change in lifestyle. Yeah, you're the president of the University of Illinois.
It is, and it's a great responsibility. And I am an alum of the university. I've spent a career here working with a lot of other people to build the reputation and quality of the institution. So there's some sense of responsibility if you're asked to do something like this, to take it on. It's a challenge. And any time that you assume a responsibility like this, it's a significant challenge. But it's also, I think it'll be fun. When I came over to the chancellor's office, I had been on campus for 37, 38 years, and I thought I knew this place very well. And every day I would discover somebody doing something that was new, exciting, and it was fun to learn about. And I think this job will give me an opportunity to really get to know in depth our other two campuses and learn a great deal about what else the University of Illinois is doing.
Do you have any interest in staying here past the 2 years? I mean, how long do you envision yourself staying in this role?
I committed to 2 years, and I think our Board of Trustees made a wise decision because there is a need for stability. And they also made a decision to not use the word interim, and I think that's important at this point in our history. Ask me 18 months from now about how long I might be willing to stay here.
Well, you have a lot of administrative experience and teaching experience on the Urbana campus. Have you worked at all with the other campuses?
Obviously, I've worked with the leaders there as a chancellor, but I've not worked on the other campuses. And one of my, probably my very first priority will be to spend time on those campuses, get to know the faculty, get to know the deans and other levels of administration that I don't know, and get a good sense of what their priorities are and what their needs are, interact with their students, learn something about their student populations.
A lot of faculty members were upset with President Hogan. Before he resigned, he told me he wanted to redouble efforts to repair friction with faculty. What will you do to make sure that that happens?
I will just spend time talking with the faculty leaders and understanding the concerns that they have. I view the university governance as a partnership where faculty have a very significant interest. It's their careers. The success of the university is really and has great impact on their opportunity to have good careers. Ultimately, someone has to make decisions, but I think those have to be very well informed by faculty conversation.
Outside of listening, there are other steps, I guess even outside of the open door policy. Mm-hmm. Can you talk a little bit about that? I mean, what can you do to demonstrate that you're really, you're not just hearing what they're saying, but you're really listening to them?
Well, you know, I think it's important to just be out there and attend events that our students are involved in, attend events that our faculty are involved in, and not as somebody on the stage, but just in the back of the room observing and getting a sense of what's happening.
Are you at all concerned about the reputation of the U of I following the admissions scandal and the resignations of two presidents in the last few years?
I was at a meeting with vice chancellors for research in California. No one brought up a question in any of those conversations about the reputation of the University of Illinois. I understand on this campus that our applications for freshman admission are up 3,000. That's a quantum jump from a year ago. It says something about our reputation and the interest in students in coming here, young people in coming here. We are able still to recruit outstanding faculty. We're able to retain faculty. We compete with the very best universities in the country, which says that people who have great talent want to be here.
Right, but I mean, especially in the last few months, there's been a lot of media coverage, not just a few months, last few years, negative media coverage surrounding the university. And when you have a student or a prospective student who sees on the front page of a newspaper something about the university that isn't very positive, aren't you concerned that, you know, they'll say that you know, this university doesn't seem to have its act together. You know, why should I go here?
Some will do that, but I think the great majority will look at the value of a University of Illinois degree, the quality of the instruction that they get. As I walk around our campus here in Urbana, and I'm sure this is the case in Springfield and Chicago, we have deans who are very, very committed, who've done a tremendous job. They're a very difficult period. They're people of great integrity. We have department heads, department chairs that have done that. The individuals that have great impact on the students' life are rock solid.
I know Michael Hogan was criticized over his handling of his enrollment management plan. Where does that plan go from here?
I've been out of the conversation now for about 6 months, so I need to actually just sit down and go through the current plan as it exists before I have a real opinion about where we go.
What's this transition period going to be like? Right now you're president designate, and then July 1st you're president. So what will that transition period be like for you?
I thought the transition between Dr. White and Dr. Eikenberry went very, very well. They both were involved in some decisions, things that were very long-term. Dr. Eikenberry spent more time with those issues than things that were relatively short-term, but it went very well. And Mike Hogan and I became friends during the time that he was president of the University of Illinois and I was the interim chancellor. We worked together. I have no reason to expect that relationship won't continue to be a very positive one.
What is the university going to look like a year from now, and do you think we'll be able to look past this period of instability?
As many things fade into the past, this will be something that will fade into our past. As an institution, we have survived any number of difficult periods, financial and otherwise, and I'm confident we'll do that this time.